We may be at a significant crossroads in American agriculture. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a great place to raise a family, but it can also be a dangerous place for children. Kids can learn a lot about work and responsibility, but you have to use good judgment when assigning tasks. It's best to wait if you're not certain a child is up to the task. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The 6 episodes of Farm to Fork prior to this have featured geopolitical analyst, consultant, and speaker Jacob Shapiro, who lives in New Orleans and recently spoke at the annual convention of the South Dakota Farmers Union. He focused a lot on his perception that American farmers have relied too much on export markets for the past 100 years and may need to concentrate more on meeting the needs of the home crowd.
I see two paths forward for the American farmer, and I would tell you if you don't like either one of these paths, it might be time to check out. It might be time to say, I've played this game long enough, I need to think about something else.
Shapiro says the first path is looking at food as energy, which he calls the silver lining for American agriculture. The second path, says Shapiro, is looking at food as food.
Imagine what your farm needs to look like in 15 years. Imagine how you're going to tackle the problems and opportunities that are all around us. Imagine how you can slot into all the different problems that our country absolutely has, and the market, I think, will be there for you. I am ultimately optimistic, even if we have to be aware of all the pessimistic things that surround change.
If you'd like to access a recording of Jacob Shapiro's talk, there's a link to it on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.